Okay. Joseph, the main reason you are here, you've met Kim Jong-un in North Korea, the North Korean leader. First of all, I want to ask, from our point of view, he seems like an evil Bond villain or something like that. He's trying to take over the world or something like that. How do you feel?
I mean, he was very friendly and warm with us. I don't think anybody really thinks that the DPRK wants to take over the world. I mean, they just want to survive, right? So, I mean, all of the issue with nuclear weapons and all of that is basically to prevent other countries from trying to end the regime. So I don't think they have aggressive policy against the rest of the world. I mean, he's very friendly. He was very warm with us.
Yeah. What do you think about those rumors that tells us that Kim Jong-un has executed his uncle?
Well, let me put it this way. They had rumors that he'd executed this other woman who they alleged was his ex-girlfriend, and we met her on both trips. Every time we were there, we met with her. And, you know,
so that was only a rumor?
That was complete rumor. It was came from some – apparently it was sourced to something like the Chinese version of The Onion. And the media just ran with it because people are willing to believe anything you tell them that happened in North Korea without evidence because it's really hard to get evidence. I'm not saying, you know, anything other than that, that is completely untrue. As to the uncle, I mean, he would probably have been the first person that South Korea would have executed when they took over, if they had taken over North Korea. He wasn't like an old guy in a rocking chair with a pipe, you know. He was the guy running Gulag system.
Okay.